thing you can pull, and it's got what everything's on there, and it's a record that would tell what anything would say, the sound it would make, horse or sheep or dog. I say, Greg, he's the only grandchild I got to stay with me. I think a lot of them, you know. I said, Greg, how does the dog go? He'd say, bow wow. How does the cat go? Meow. How does the rabbit go? He says, hoppity hop. He had an answer for you.
What about ways you call a cow and a cat?
We'd been on a name. Nearly every cow, we'd give them a name. And then most all dairymen, too, give a cow a name. We usually named after some woman. And we'd call it by name.
Did you ever have sheep here?
No, never had any sheep. This country never did have much. This part of the country never did raise much sheep. I remember way back when I was real small, my granddad had a few sheep, but they eat them. And the mutton.
Wasn't
for the wool. They have sheared them themselves. Didn't do it on a big productive basis, but they saved everything, you know, and that they could sell. And they'd shear them, put it in the sack, and they could sell it somewhere.
You ever heard of Wool Market, Mississippi?
This was in Mississippi. I've never been to the Wool Market.
Yeah, that's the name of the town.
Oh, Wool Market is the name of a town? Did they have sheep?
Oh, yeah.
Lay sheep there?
The male sheep was a female, named for. Okay, what, but a hog that you breed was a...
Well, no sow, you breed the sow.
The other, the male hog.
The boar.
And what about a horse, a female horse?
Mare. Now, the sheep was a A-O. How do you call it? I didn't know much about sheep.
A male horse?
Mare, a stud.
Did you use that word around women? Did women use that word?
Well, my wife sometimes calls me an old stud.
Okay. Did you ride a lot when you came up? Did you have a horse?
Oh, yeah. I love to ride horses. Always love horses. Yeah, we ride them bareback. One time I was riding a horse. Back in my earlier days, like I say, we wasn't on a farm. When the city of Bogalusa was incorporated, the company would allow the workers, they'd make them what they call a cow pasture. And they still have an old cow pasture here. Everybody that wanted to could put their cow in there. The ones that wasn't nearby, they could tie them or rope them out, put them on a stake.
Was it fenced in?
The cow pasture was fenced in, yeah.
What kind of
fence? It had barbed wire fence on it. And I was riding an old mare we had, bareback, and didn't have any curved bits on her, and I just tried to open one up any time I got on her, and I pulled it too hard in there. The line broke on one side, so I couldn't do nothing to stop the horse, and it dropped down, and I reached down to try to get it. As I did, I slid off, caught the horse under the neck, and he just kicking, and I was hanging on his neck. Don't know how I kept him getting hurt, but I finally seen the old barbed wire fence, and we was getting close to it, and I knew the horse would try to jump it, and it just cut me all to pieces, and I turned him loose, and his legs just lucky didn't hit me. Turned several flips, and didn't get hurt.